Hi, I'm Robert Swipe, and this is a message from the Lord.
I used to smoke, I used to drink, I used to smoke, drink, and that's the hoochie coo. I used to smoke and drink, and that's the hoochie coo. Oh yeah, but now I'm standing on this corner, praying for me and you. That's why I'm saved, I'm saved. People, let me tell you about a kingdom come, you know I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm gonna preach unto you, deaf and dumb. I'm in that soul saving army, beating on that big bass drum. Oh yeah, I used to cuss, I used to fuss, I used to cuss, fuss, and boogie all night long. I used to cuss and fuss.
So Laverne Baker with Saved. Welcome to the Robert Swipe Show podcast. This is the fourth one now, yeah. So thanks for sticking with us, if indeed you have. Hope you enjoyed that bit of religiosity there from Laverne Baker, who's a big influence on Elvis Presley. Some of you may be familiar with the version he did of that same song on his 1968 comeback special. I think that one just about edges him out, actually. It's rare for Elvis to be outdone, but I think Laverne manages it now. That's another from this excellent 9-CD set of Atlantic Rhythm and Blues that we played quite heavily last week, and there'll be a bit more from that. But coming up now is a manifesto of a rather different sort. We'll be right back.
or shake the hand to beat the band with love is all.
There with a remake of the title track from their 1978, I think it was, sort of reunion album, really, wasn't it, Manifesto, which I think is a very underrated Roxy album. It's got some very, very fine stuff on. The first side is particularly good, so we'll play a few more from that at some point. I've lost my piece of paper with the next track on here, so yeah. So yeah, this is another one from the Atlantic compilation we've been featuring. This also features in a film by John Walters, which you may be familiar with, a film called Hairspray, and it featured the wonderful Ricky Lake before she became a daytime television goddess. She's a bit plumper in this, but she's still a very sexy woman, I think, and she's excellent in that film, and I think Deborah Harry's in it as well. So and this is on the soundtrack album, which is where I first came across it. I'm going to track that down, because it's got one of my favourite songs on it, and once we do we'll play quite a few from that, I think. But this is by the Ikettes. I'm presuming the Ike in, who donated his name to them is the chilled out laid back Ike Turner, who you'll be familiar with from his ex-wife Tina's biopic. But excellent musician, all other things aside, and I'm sure he has a hand in this, because it's a really groovy backing track. Absolutely fabulous record here. It's the Ikettes, and it's called I'm Blue, open parenthesis, the Gong Song, close parenthesis.
Tell it.
with I'm Blue. And there's really only two words that can describe the next song, if you can call it a song, Vivian and Stanchel.
I have a need to overfeed, and now it's 30 and I'm bursty full of sesame seed. It was gonna be the night tonight, I was gonna get to hold you tight, but I guess we didn't plan it right. I never stood a chance, we couldn't dance. If there's no room to rumble in a sports car, you can't look forward or back. You can't do what the beat tells you to without blowing your spine out of whack. In the mirror where I bend my knees, in the forest where I fell my tree, I'm Raymond Chandler when I'm shelling beans, I eat Big Macs till I climax. Is this the manly way the normal boys relax? Help me! You can't move forward or back. No room to do what the beat tells you to without throwing your spine out of whack. For the way to waste away your life, nothing happening to tell the truth. Let me go out and buy a telephone booth. That's a better place. I need more space, and by God's grace, I'll get some closer to obese. Call the police, cause my codpiece contains a beast. My trousers cease below the knees, yeah. I'm swinging man, it's fellow Santa East. You can't have a party in a Maserati. I'm too overweight in a Mercedes. I'm busting my shirt like the poker. Pope, salad, poker. Dance and give yourself the freedom, the holy let it be. Dance, children, dance. Dance, children, dance. Come on, give yourself the freedom, the holy let it be. Dance, children, dance. There's no room to rubber in a sports car. No room to do what the beat tells you to without throwing your spine out of whack.
There's no room to rumba in a sports car. And that's credited to Vivian Stanchel and Big Boys. So there you go. Vivian Stanchel, very funny guy, and we'll be featuring him quite a lot. In fact, the first it's actually the second podcast, but it's the first proper one really, because it's the first one that had music on it. You may have noticed there was a track that faded out right at the end after I'd sort of said cheerio and everything, and that was actually Vivian Stanchel performing his version of Cliff Richard's The Young Ones, which it cracks me up every time, and I really should have played the whole track. I don't know why I didn't, but we'll do it another time, maybe next time even. But that was Vivian Stanchel there, a very big fan of his. Absolutely love the Bonzos, and listening to his voice just cracks me up. So we'll be playing more of him in the future. Now, this next one is by Doris Troy, who I think she turns up as a backing vocalist on one of the Rolling Stones albums. I'm not sure if she's on the famous singing at the beginning of Gimme Shelter. I'm not sure that's her, but I think she's on that album somewhere. She might be on You Can't Always Get What You Want. But this is her, and I think the Hollies did this song, and you have to excuse my ignorance here. I should really know this, but I don't know which came first. But I've always really, really loved this version. It's a really, really top groovy tune, really. And so we'll listen to Doris Troy then singing Just One Look. Doris Troy with Just One Look. Very fine indeed. This next lot, they were going to be in the first podcast. I was going to start with them, but then the Pipettes thing came up. It was in the Guardian a few months ago, probably a couple of years ago now, the way my time flies and my memory is fading with the with each passing day. But there's a feature in a Friday week, you know, the sort of art supplement thing they have in the Grawny ad, and it's it was on the Long Blondes, this group who had been unsigned, they said, but I mean they'd made about five or six records by the time this article came out. They're from Sheffield, which obviously has a great pedigree of pop music stretching back to Pulp and people like that, and ABC and Heaven 17 and all that lot. So I thought, well, I'll check this lot out, and I thought they were all right. I think they'd been a bit overhyped, to be quite honest, by this article, but there was something that was quite charming about them, and I think I remember running a few sort of blogs on them, just because I like that thing that Eric Morecambe used to do, where he had the thing with Des O'Connor, and I was going to try and build it into that, and them to be my sort of an endearing sort of poke at them sort of being so desperate to make it that they'd even resort to having the Guardian publicise them. We didn't really sort of catch on, so I got hold of some of the stuff. My Tottenham supporting brother-in-law very kindly downloaded a lot of stuff, and of the things that were on the disc he gave me, I think this is the one I like most, actually. And it just sounds a bit like somebody trying to sound like Blondie, but in a very sort of John Peel session, sort of circa 1981. Sort of fashion, so they sound like some one of these real sort of wannabe bands who've just sent a tape into Peely, but they've obviously got a bit more than most in that regard. So this is one I like anyway. It's called Giddy Stratospheres.
She'll never
giddy stratosphere as they're performed by the Long Blondes. This next guy, I don't really know much of his work, but he's a fabulous pianist. What I have heard of him, I've absolutely loved. He's really distinctive, and I think his playing informs a lot of other people's. I think Jules Holland is a massive fan, and you can hear sort of... You can hear him as kind of a precursor of people like Fats Domino and all these sort of New Orleans people. And I just picked this one out because there's so much stuff on this Atlantic soul thing that this one was almost chosen at random, but because I just love his name for a start, Professor Longhair. I mean, that's up there with Archie Bell and the Drells, isn't it? And again, just the sort of thing that makes this doing these things such fun is just being able to shout out people's names as if you know what you're doing. I mean, all you've got to do is press the play button and listen to the music, and it's you know, I just envy anyone who gets paid for doing this. It's tremendous occupation, I would imagine. But he's performing here a song called Hey Little Girl. I couldn't tell you when it was done, but I think this must be kind of very late 40s, early 50s, around that sort of era. Just listen to the piano playing on this. It's absolutely tremendous. And I think it might even have informed David Bowie's TVC 15. If you listen, you might hear a passing kind of resemblance there. So it's Professor Longhair here with Hey Little Girl.
Let me call her one time. Hey, little girl, gee, you sure look fine. Hey, little girl, gee, you sure look fine. The only thing I hate, ooh, baby, you're not mine. Get you early, baby. Won't keep you out too late. Say, hey, little girl, now how's about a kiss? Hey, hey, little girl, how's about a kiss? Well, if you don't kiss me, baby, you don't know what you're gonna miss. What you gonna miss, honey? Listen.
Professor Longhair, not by was it Ice House, the Australian band who had a hit with Hey Little Girl. There, that's a bit of singing for Molly Bloom, who's been trying to get me to sing on air. I will do it, I promise I will do it, but I wanted to get the guitar sorted out and learn a song properly and do a proper performance. So we'll do that another time, so be patient with me, Molly, and the Molster, and everyone else who... She actually ran a poll, which was very 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 kind of her. I tried to rig it to get a song that I knew how to play, but I don't know whether she'll accept that, but... we'll try and do that over the next couple of weeks once the move's out of the way. Yeah, we've got a completion date of Saturday today, so it'd be next Thursday. So probably not the next cast if I do one that goes out sort of Tuesday, but possibly the one after that. So do be patient, Molly, because I will get around to doing that. And thanks for all your support and the nice things you say about the broadcast. She's about the only person who hasn't said, can you stop doing them? But yeah. Okay, this is the penultimate one, and it's not meant to be the Wilson Pickett spot, which it just happens that last week we had I Found a Love. I Found a Love is today's one. We had I'm in Love by Wilson Pickett. This is Wilson Pickett performing with the group he was in. Again, you'll have to excuse my ignorance. I did know this, but I've forgotten who else was in it. I think it's either Eddie Floyd or Percy Sledge or both of them. But it was kind of a super group of doo-wop, really, the Falcons. And they're credited in many quarters. You may even see what these people mean when you hear the record. They're credited, really, with inventing soul music by sort of... fusing the kind of beginnings of fusing doo-wop with sort of gospel style, really kind of foregrounding the gospel nature of it. And obviously you listen to a lot of those soul records, it's like being in gospel church, isn't it? The piano and the very impassioned singing. So they kind of took what everybody else had been doing with doo-wop and just kind of started introducing the stuff they'd learnt in church, really. So it kind of brings us back full circle with Saved there by Laverne Baker, and that, which we started with, and that's not meant to in any way to be a kind of sequence. It was really done quite in an ad hoc way, and I've just realised that the last song I'm going to play fits in with this kind of quasi-religious theme, so I don't want you to think I'm banging a drum here, because I'm not at all. I'm not particularly religious myself, but this is the Falcons, and lead vocalist you'll recognise immediately as Wilson Pickett, and there's a couple of other very well-known soul brothers on there as well, but unfortunately you'll have to find somebody who knows what they're talking about to tell you who they are, but they're singing I Found a Love.
You set my little soul back. the midnight hour.
Falcons there with I Found a Love. Apologies for the quality of the recording there. I think that must be mastered from an old vinyl single, because it's very it's noticeable that there's a bit of kind of in there somewhere. But I personally love all that. I'm a great vinyl fan, and I think that sounds very exciting, despite the fact that it's not maybe as slick as we're used to now. So yeah, I Found a Love there. I actually used to have one of the Falcons singles. It was a different one from that, and it was worth about £80, but I can't for the life of me find it. So somebody out there has obviously ripped me off, one of my supposed friends, so thanks a lot for that. And you'll be really welcome at the new house, whoever it is who's pinched it. Only kidding, I think I probably threw it away myself. I don't know anybody who would steal. I have very, very fine friends, very fortunate in that respect, and send my best wishes out to all of them. Okay, so this will be the last one here. Story behind this one was Ryko Disc brought out reissues of all the David Bowie albums in the early 90s, I think it was. And along with that, they brought out a box set. And about four, there seemed to be a lot of box sets around here. I suppose it's the only stuff that's been packed away. But they brought out this wonderful box set, which had lots of kind of previously unreleased stuff. Unfortunately, they only brought it out in the States, so you couldn't get hold of this thing for love nor money, really. So I was a bit miffed about this, being a massive Bowie fan. But fortunately, at hand was a chap called Harry, who ran a record shop, and I think he also ran a nightclub in Teddington somewhere. But he had a record shop in Twickenham called Harry's Two, so it was obviously like the second phase of his empire. And his granny or his mum or somebody had been over to the States, and he'd asked them to bring back about three or four copies of this box set. So I was sort of always used to go in there and see this thing propped up. He had it very, very high on the ceiling, the way it was mounted and displayed, so you couldn't actually reach out and pinch it. So eventually I had to kind of swallow pride and go in there and buy it. And it was about £60, which, you know, to me was a lot of money. I mean, that really was quite a stretch. And I believe my girlfriend at the time, they went Dutch on it. So I probably owe her half of it now. So if you're listening to all, you can't have it. Sorry, that's mine. I'll give you the cash instead. But this is the track that really, on its own, I think justified the expenditure, and if it had been twice that, it would have been worth it for this one. It's going to be the last one today, so I'll leave you in capable hands of Mr. David Bowie, and I'll thank you all for having listened. Hope you're enjoying these. Hope you enjoyed this one. I'll be back in a few days or so with another one, but until then, take care of yourselves, and playing us out, it's the Thin White Duke himself with possibly the greatest outtake of all time. It's his version of Bruce Springsteen's It's Hard to Be a Saint in the City.
And the diamonds are the rope of a cobra. I was born blue and weathered, and I burst just like a supernova. I could walk like Brando right into the sun, and dance just like a Casanova. With my blackjack and jacket and my hair slick sweet, superstar on the dirt just like a Harvey and Keith. When I struck down the street, I could hear its heartbeat. The sisters fell back and said, "Don't that man look pretty?" The cripple on the corner cried out, "Hey, niggas, for your pity." Them gasoline boys downtown, they sure talk gritty. It's so hard to be a saint
in the city. I was the king of the alley, mama. I could talk some trash. I was the prince of the paupers, crowned downtown at the beggar's bash. I was a pimp's main prophet. I kept everything cool. Just a backstreet gambler with a love to lose. And when he came down, it was left on the ground. The devil appeared to me like Jesus threw the steam in the street and showed me a hand that even the cops couldn't beat. And I felt his hot breath on my neck as I dove into the heat. It's so hard to be a saint when you're just a far way out on the street. But the seizures of the subway set just life a little dead. As the tracks black out with rhythm, the eyes fix straight ahead. They ride the line of balance and hold on by just a thread. But it's too hard in these tunnels, you can get hit up by the heat. When you get up, you get out your next stop. When they push you back down, you see. Your heart starts beating faster and you struggle to your feet. Then you're out of that hole, back on the street. And them sad-eyed sisters, they sure look pretty. And the cripple on the corner cries out, niggles for your pity. And them downtown boys, they sure talk pretty. It's so hard to be a saint in this city.